Hello, hello! Welcome back to our podcast, Under the Sun. Sorry it's been a little late. We had a pretty busy week. I think we all had too many tests, and we didn't really realize that we had to record a podcast. But anyways, we've got a special treat for you guys for episode 3. We're talking about 5 topics instead of 3. So we've got some more, and we've got some pretty interesting topics. So we've got the whole news with Instagram likes and them taking away the feature where you can see how many likes post gets. We've got Disney Plus and the streaming war. We've got upcoming artists. We've got fast food. And then finally, the best and worst video games we've played. All right, so let's get into the Instagram likes debate. Do you wanna start this off, Connor?
Yeah, sure. So I think it's definitely an interesting feature.
Yeah.
I know. The one thing that I know we talked about this a little bit off air, but the one thing I'm confused how it's gonna work is influencers. You know, people who make money and get sponsored by businesses and stuff off of Instagram.
Yeah.
How are people gonna track? How popular a person is, will it just be off of, how many followers they have, how much they post, there's no way to see how many people like it, right?
Yeah, the only way, to see how many likes you get is for the poster, whoever is posting.
Oh, they can see it?
Yeah, they can still see how many likes, all their posts get, but as just someone scrolling through a feed, you're not going to be able to see, so-and-so got 80 likes, so-and-so got 100,000 likes.
Okay, so I guess they could disclose that information.
Yeah, I mean, people, but it is kind of interesting. Oh, yeah, no.
I think people, I'm excited because I think it'll be an incentive for people to post more.
I've heard on the other side, people are like, oh, I won't post as much because I'm not going to get X amount of likes. But I
feel
I don't care. It's not about the likes. Yeah.
I mean, it's cool because apparently you can still see it. So, if you really are, that type of person that, I need to get X amount of likes in order to leave this post up, which I don't understand culture. But,
get out.
if you're that type of person and use social media that way, you could still do that, I guess. No.
Yeah. Also go see a therapist, but
Yeah, I don't understand that type of persona.
I just don't care. I don't care how many likes I get.
Right.
It's just if I feel like posting, I'm going to post.
Yeah.
I know I barely post, but who cares?
But that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
That's your choice.
I just don't care. I think it's already been implemented into 7 countries.
I saw it somewhere.
Like Canada,
somebody
too.
Somebody posted about it on one of the accounts I follow.
The difference between Canada and us is the Canadians are more nice about their likes. We're not.
What do you mean?
Oh, you got 100 likes. Good job there, buddy. Ah, yeah, I got a 400.
Hey, we're international. You can't make those kind of jokes on air.
That's true. I love Canada. Tim Hortons. God bless
him. Oh, God. Okay.
Go but, Raptors.
Yeah.
Nice topic.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it'll turn out. I haven't heard anything else about it, where they're at right now in the process, but I know they're not going to do, every single person in the U.S. It's just going to be a small group of people to start out with.
Really?
Yeah.
Hopefully then.
How do they decide that?
I have no idea.
When's it take place?
No idea. Soon. I heard it was soon.
We are very well prepared for
this
topic.
Yeah.
We talked about this, a week ago.
Yeah.
And it,
it came to fruition.
Do you think other social media platforms will start to do this?
I hope not. Not for Twitter.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I just really like Twitter as is, and even with people and their stupid opinions sometimes, it's funny to see some people go off.
Plus, I think Twitter's a little different because if you go through your home feed, it'll show you what your friends liked.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. So if
you can do that on Instagram.
Well, yeah, but not through the home feed. The home feed is just people you follow. Oh. On Twitter, it'll show you
Twitter.
Yeah.
Disclosure.
It'll show you people's retweeted tweets, their liked tweets. So you just get a better field, or it's a lot more posts.
Okay.
And I mean, for Twitter at least, I don't think that many people care about how many likes their tweets get, because you're pretty much just posting about stupid stuff or your daily life or so. I mean,
disclosure, I have a Twitter. It's basically a burner account. The only difference between people like me and Kevin Durant having a burner account is one of us is good at basketball and the other one's Kevin Durant.
That wasn't funny.
That was not funny. Yeah, that was not funny.
But yeah, I
hate you guys.
That was awful. Awful.
All of our anybody listening to this right now just took their earbuds out and left.
Good.
Now we please can come stop back. This.
Come
please.
Back. Come back.
Good. Now we can stop this podcast.
Oh my.
But yeah, no. I think it's definitely the best for Instagram, and I don't really know anything about Facebook, but I think because Facebook and Instagram are owned by the same person,
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. It might be on both, but I don't know. I think Instagram is a good starting place because that's the social media app that focuses on likes. That's like the only thing you're looking at is likes.
On Facebook?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how Facebook works.
I do. I made it for like all my like family and stuff, my mm-hmm. older you know, people in my life, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's I don't know. I never really post on there. It's just my parents like will tag me and stuff, and I don't know.
That's fun.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to see how it'll play out.
I'm excited too. I feel like people don't know about it. Like
no,
I haven't heard
probably not.
A lot of people talking about this Instagram new feature.
Can't wait to see them all open
freak
it up
out. Yeah. Everybody opens their phones and freaks out about it. We're ahead of the curve, boys.
But I think it'll be kind of cool to just scroll through your home feed and see, like, just the pictures,
I feel
not
like,
the likes.
I feel like I'll like, this might sound a little, like, warped, but I feel like I'll like more things now that I know that it
people
won't, like,
can't see
people,
it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's fair.
Like, I'll just like more things if I know, because sometimes I'll, like, be scrolling through and there'll, you know, there'll be, you know, somebody with a post that has X amount of likes, and I'm like, they have enough likes. I don't have to like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like now I'll just be like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't see a number there. I don't care.
Yeah. But, yeah, it'll be cool. I'm excited for it. I think a lot of people care about their likes on Instagram especially, and if their post doesn't get enough likes, they'll delete it.
It's interesting to see the different ways people use social media.
Yeah.
Question to you guys. Have you ever deleted posts because you didn't feel like you get enough likes, or when was there times where you've just deleted posts?
I've deleted posts. They're old. Yeah.
But
like
it's
old.
Not because of likes. I mean, it's because like other reasons, but you know, it's not like a numbers thing for me.
No,
like, it was just more like this isn't really, you know,
not relevant.
Yeah, just not really relevant anymore.
Yeah. But I think definitely if they take away the likes feature, I think people will start posting more, because I feel like certain people, and not everybody, but certain people before they post are like, oh gosh,
anxious,
I hope this gets more likes than my previous post, or else it's lame.
Yeah, I know I've felt that, and I like to think that I don't really, you know, care.
Yeah,
I mean, but I've definitely felt that. Yeah.
Like earlier high school when I first got on Instagram, I used to be about like, you know, trying to get one up like more from the previous one.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget this. My older brother told me, like, what's the, like, I stopped caring for likes. Like, why do I care? Why should I care? How many
you should
people?
Post for yourself. Like, you should post if you like it. If
exactly.
you want to see.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen if less people like this post compared to that one?
Yeah.
Nothing. Life moves on.
It's crazy. It's such a, like, big form of anxiety for people.
Yeah, I mean, and really, it shouldn't be. It's
your
life.
I don't think so. I mean, again, people use it for other reasons, so I'm not going to say, you know, they shouldn't feel that way, but I don't know. I just think it's, again, going back to that, like, it's so interesting to see, you know, like, Finstas and real Instagram accounts and, you know, corporate Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much.
Instagrams for podcasts.
At that,
follow us.
Follow at under the sun at .ctk. Shameless plug right there.
Yes, sir.
But going back to that, like, it's just so interesting to see the range in which people, their meme accounts, sports highlights, like the amount of just
dank memes,
just things out there. I follow a couple comic accounts. Like, there's just a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff Connor and I send each other is basically comic related. Yeah. Keith and I send each other memes.
Oh, yeah. Sport videos, yes. Stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Just interesting.
Yeah. And I don't really think the whole taking away likes is going to change Instagram that much because...
I don't think so. I think people will be shocked at the beginning and then get over it. Like because anything people...
You're like on the app to look at posts.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you're not on the app to just go through and like.
Yeah.
So...
If your main concern after all of this is not being... Like, the whole likes thing, then truly
you delete need some Instagram.
Help. Delete Instagram.
Just delete it.
Delete Instagram. Go see a therapist.
No, well... I disagree because that's their prerogative. I'm not going to say... Go see a therapist because...
Like, okay, I'll say
it. He's joking.
I'm joking.
I know.
I'm kidding.
But yeah,
unless
I don't know.
I mean, that's not my business.
I'm excited.
Yeah, right. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, it's not my business. To,
I truly don't care.
I think it's weird and I don't agree with it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm excited about the change.
Yeah.
I hope it works out. You know, see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
So, speaking about, corporate Instagram accounts and stuff. Look at the seamless transition right here. Going on to Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Monopolizing the market around the world.
Yet again.
Huge shout out to Tawfiq for buying it. So Tawfiq, now we can use it.
If you're good.
Yeah. And recently it's been working. Remember when you first got it?
On the day it launched, it, like other big things, it of course had problems.
Yeah, that's fair.
Twitter was very fun that day because I get to see people complaining. But now it's working. We're all reliving our childhoods yet again, watching Zach and Cody.
Realizing
what's your favorite? What's the thing you're most excited to rewatch all of it?
Animated 90s Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah. Nice.
I've already watched a couple episodes, and I can just feel the nostalgia.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that one.
Gosh, I don't know. I really like Jesse. That was one of my favorite shows. Jesse and Good Luck Charlie.
We're a little older for that.
Those two shows, yeah.
That was
late
two.
Those shows have adult jokes in them, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Good Luck Charlie.
Yeah, Good Luck Charlie does.
A lot of adult jokes.
Yeah, they slide some in there.
Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, those two shows, I really enjoyed watching as a kid, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and recently we were watching The Suite Life on Deck, and I just realized how it's not that funny. It's really not that good.
No, don't say that.
I don't really know. It's not that good.
There are a couple episodes that I remember thinking were a lot better when I was, 8.
Well, of course you're going to think
that. They're so repetitive.
Yeah.
It's just the same jokes over and over again by the same people.
I'm starting to get very annoyed with 17-year-old Cole Sprouse.
Why?
He just whines all the time on the show.
Yeah.
But I love you in Riverdale. Please don't hate me.
Were you guys allowed to... This is completely random, but... Were you guys allowed to watch Caillou when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was not allowed to watch that because he whined too much.
I just didn't watch it.
I thought he was annoying, but it was my parents.
I watched it once
or
twice, but...
It was
a PBS.
Yeah,
it was a PBS
random.
Cartoon. No one cared. No one watches PBS that much.
Yeah. I did.
Oh.
That I didn't have cable until 7th grade.
Interesting.
Explains so much.
Okay. So what do we think about Disney's choice to make a streaming platform? What does this say... For other streaming platforms, what does it say for live TV? What's the read, boys?
I think this was a really good idea on Disney's part.
It was smart.
Well, one, it's really cheap. Like, compared to Netflix and HBO Max, $7.99, right?
Yeah, $79.99 a month or... $6.99 a month or $70 a year.
Yeah. And, this is a really, really good streaming platform for parents. Because,
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because you can show your kids all the Disney movies, all the shows.
Yeah, you can show your preteens Marvel, Star Wars.
Oh, it's like putting a parent lock on Netflix without having to put a parent lock.
Exactly.
And I think it's good for Disney to have their own just because they have so much. And it goes back so far.
And it makes sense on a business standpoint because why give other streaming companies like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon the chance to... stream their stuff when they could do it themselves.
Yeah. And, for Disney, it's good to have it all in one place.
Exactly.
Versus, having to have Hulu and Netflix just to watch your three favorite Disney movies.
Yeah. And it's also a great incentive for people. Like, there are so many shows from, like, the 80s and 90s, like, movies, too, where before, like, I wouldn't have been able to watch any of it.
Yeah.
Or you'd have to pay insane amounts to rent or buy on Amazon, and now I can just log into my Disney Plus and watch anytime.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks movies, let's go.
Yeah.
Were you guys getting flack for it? I posted, like, a picture of our TV with Disney Plus on it.
Yes,
sir. And I had a couple people, like, slide up, and they were like, they were like, wow, supporting, like, you know.
The evil empire?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm divided on the Disney issue because, while I do love the streaming site, I understand where people are going when they're monopolizing the entertainment business, because Disney's everywhere, especially since they bought out 20th Century Fox. And, I mean, it's tough. Like, you don't know. I don't really know. Like, I love Disney, and I love some of the movies they produce. But at the same time, when you keep buying out your competition and you saturate the market, at this point,
there's no other option.
There's no other option. There's no competition. And I know, like, filmmakers like Martin Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola, like, these guys from the old era of Hollywood who've created masterpieces have talked out against it, and it's an interesting topic. So it's exciting to see how they move.
For me, it's not so much as I'm buying this to support Disney because I love Disney.
You're right,
I'm an avid fan. Well, okay, I'm not watching this because, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's more just I want to be able to watch these shows if it supports Disney. You know? Like, they own so much that me watching on Disney Plus is not going to be...
No, yeah, like...
I think it's something to keep your eye on and watch out for, but just like anything, I don't know.
Keith, what's your opinion?
What do you think, Keith?
I mean, yeah, I understand how much of the market Disney has, but at the same time, if I were to buy Disney Plus, it's cheap, and it has so much to offer. I'm not just going to not buy it because I'm against Disney in any way. I think it's just, I don't know. I think it depends person to person, but...
How do you think the streaming wars are going to proceed now? Because now with Disney Plus, we have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Disney Plus, Apple TV.
Peacock.
It's
awful.
We're going to get...
NBC.
NBC has their own thing. We're about to have HBO Max.
It's awful. I don't like it at all.
No.
Really? Why not?
Okay, well, let's think about
this. It's killing live TV.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
Yeah, I don't care about
that. I don't really care about live TV.
This is superior to live TV,
I think. This is.
Yeah. Well, but think about it. You've got so many shows that you like, but they're on all these different platforms. And think about how much money you have to spend a month in order to watch all these shows.
How much would you want to pay? Would you pay for Rick and Morty to watch on HBO Max?
Yeah, HBO Max is leaving Hulu, going to HBO Max.
Rick and Morty's leaving.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, so there's that.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head how much, like, cable rates and stuff are. I'd imagine they're way cheaper now, but...
I don't know. Like, I know, $80, $90.
This is what was a discussion I had with my dad, like, when when Hulu, like, first came out, my dad was like, should we get Hulu and drop our... Are you kidding me, Tawfiq? What the heck?
I was looking something up.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Leave me alone.
What was I saying? Oh, a conversation with my dad. We were talking about, he was like, should I drop live TV, like drop our cable and just pick up Hulu on top of Netflix? Because it was cheaper. So.
Well, Hulu also has their own version of live TV.
Yeah.
And that's really good. We have that. That's really good. I mean, you can watch it on any device.
I think sports is a big thing.
Yeah.
That's why live TV is still surviving.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sports
definitely.
And news.
Yeah, sports are still going strong. And that's, like, the only reason I would want live TV.
Yeah.
Because sports. I don't watch the news.
I just read about the news.
And so the only reason to have live TV for me would be sports.
Yeah.
And
if you could get that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also like how a lot of streaming services have deals for, like, students and stuff like that.
Yes. That's definitely
so
smart.
You know,
out to Hulu.
If you have Apple Music, you can get the student plan, which is $5, and get Apple TV with that. And
are
then
we getting that
Spotify and Hulu
Apple TV?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Hulu, with Spotify, as Keith said, you get $5 a month, you get Hulu and Showtime. So it's good deals, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see where we move from here.
Okay. All right. So I think we pretty much covered that.
Yeah.
We can move up into upcoming artists, just like our favorite artists that are brand new.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. We already know where this is going.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
They are.
You can start it out.
Can I kick it off?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So don't laugh at me, Toph.
I'm not laughing.
So Toph gives me a hard time because me and Keith are both really into this one artist called Aries. And if you follow any of my like private social media, you'll know I post a fair amount about Aries. And I found this guy when he was on YouTube. He actually has an interesting backstory. He was a YouTuber, and he did like remaking, whatever, Lil Uzi Vert in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And he'd remake a Lil Uzi Vert song in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was that type of channel. And he'd make beats out of, I think he has a video, he made beats out of old cartoon sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Beats out of, you know, I sample my friend screaming and turn it into a beat. And I really liked his stuff, but he didn't have a whole lot of songs out. But within the last year or two, he started releasing a lot more. He has his debut album. Is it album or EP?
It's an album. Welcome Home.
It's on Spotify, and, you know, Apple Music, all that. And I think he has the potential to be, you know, top 50 pop artist.
Think so?
It's because the thing is, it's an interesting genre. His music is, it's rap. It's, you know, Little Peep type. It's, you know, poppy enough that people would like. It's all over the place, and I think everybody would find aspects in his music to relate to enjoy, to, you know, put on repeat for one more. Everybody would have a different reason to listen to it again.
Yeah.
So if you haven't checked this guy out, his name's Aries. You just listen to him.
Yeah. I found out about him just on like the Spotify feature where if you start listening to one song, it plays similar songs. Mm-hmm. And then I found Carousel.
Yeah.
And I started listening to that song. That was really good. And then I found Race Car.
Yeah.
And then I found out he was coming out with the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then going on his tour.
Oh,
and us
sad,
trying to
sad.
Go to his tour. Yeah, that sold out instantly.
Instantly.
Oh, boy.
His first tour.
First tour.
Funny story. 2 days before he was set to perform in Chicago, Connor raced into our room in the middle of the night, woke Keith and I up so he could ask Keith if they should go to his concert. So
I wouldn't even give 2 days, man. I think that was the day of.
It was
like 12:01, and we would have had to leave at like five p.m.
Oh my gosh,
to get there.
Yeah,
but we almost did it.
We'll see him eventually.
we'll see him. I'm sad I missed his first tour.
Yeah, that would have been fun to go
to. His merch.
Oh yeah,
his merch.
Merch. But
fire.
Yeah, no, he's
fire
really
merch.
Cool.
He's really cool.
Yeah.
Have you listened to some of his stuff, Toffic?
Not really.
Just from what me and Keith have
what you guys have played.
What do you think of him? What's your opinion?
I mean, you know, it's definitely a new, something I've never heard before, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's not some, like, generic BS crap, whatever. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be interesting how his career moves in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
See how big he's going to blow up, how long he remains an underground hit for guys like you guys, so,
I kind of hope he stays low key for a while longer. Yeah, I don't want him to just blow up instantly.
Yeah.
I kind of want him to release like one more project.
Yeah.
And that gets him a little more popular, but not like super popular.
Yeah, I'd say by his third big project.
I don't want him to just become like a bandwagon artist.
So kind of like what happened with Chance, how he released on like SoundCloud and then he had his early EPs and then blew up.
Yeah. I mean, well, with any artist, there's fans who, you know, follow him for a long time and then they blow up and all of a sudden everybody's listening.
Oh, yeah.
Which is,
you could say that about anybody.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
And I mean, I hope for that someday for Aries.
I want him to get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Maybe eventually get to go on a stadium tour. That'd be really
cool.
His music is really good.
His
feel
music
like
videos, everything about That's one thing. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you go. Go ahead.
One thing I really respect about him is it's all very individualized. Like, he has experience producing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He sings his own stuff. Music videos, I think, don't hold me to this, but I think he edits them himself. He probably has help.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of his stuff is so independent. He doesn't, you know, ghostwrite. He doesn't, you know, have people make his beats. He's very, like, this is his stuff. He knows what he's doing. His voice, his sound, all him. And I really respect that. I think a lot of artists, it's easy to, you know, pay somebody to do this, pay somebody to do that, sign with a label, you know, get all the hard work, you know, out of your hands. But I really respect him for putting in the hustle and doing it all himself. And I think that comes from his YouTube roots,
mm-hmm.
from starting on YouTube. Yeah. I think from starting on YouTube, it gave him a good background on what people like and, you know, how to get my views up, how to get people start listening, you know, clickbait, all that stuff. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. Is he still independent?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think he's very vocal in the fact that he's going to try to stay as independent as he can for as long as he can.
Quick question. Sorry to go a little off topic from Aries, but it just popped in my head. Who have you guys seen who, like, was up and coming and then after you saw him exploded onto the scene? Like,
What do you mean saw him? Like, in concert, listen to them?
Yeah, like in concert and listen to them, and then after you like listen and start following them, they just exploded.
That's tough.
I think I have somebody who did the opposite of that.
Who?
Brockhampton. I think Brockhampton never had a blow up. I think they were pretty steady in their progression.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to say the same.
Yeah.
Like, that's they release saying. Something else, it's just kind of the same. Like the same amount of listening.
It's good.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I like that. But I don't know I can't name a single album, a single track that, you know, really blew them up. Where I think artists have, you know, one or two songs that, you know, you can really say that was a banger.
Yeah.
That's what got people listening.
Yeah.
And Brockhampton, I could name, you know, 10 of their best songs that I think, you know, never really.
Yeah.
Each kind of blew up in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And they're a really unique group.
Oh,
I really like them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're really cool.
They're awesome.
I want to see them in concert.
Yeah.
It'd be so cool.
Yeah, they're sick.
But yeah, they've got a unique thing going for them. And it's like, what? I don't even know how many members there are, but they do everything.
It's like 15.
They've got like the social media guy, then they've got like all the rappers.
I think that's really cool that they include everybody in the band.
Yeah.
Like they don't say, you know, there's three people in the band and don't mention, you know, X amount of guys. They say all of us are in the band. You may do social media, but you're still in the band.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think that's
really
cool. Dope.
Yeah,
I think more people should do that because that's very likable. That's very, you know, it's cool to see the producer on stage jumping around.
Like, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, because them in concert is insane.
Keith. Yeah,
it's so crazy. They bring all 15 or whatever X amount of people are on stage jumping around crazy. I don't know,
when did you see him in concert?
Lollapalooza.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Nice.
Good catch.
But I don't to answer your question, Tofik, this might sound a little weird and not, like, crazy, but when I saw Travis Scott, he wasn't, like, super big yet. You know, like, everything he's done since Astroworld.
What year?
I saw him in his Birds tour.
Okay.
Which was maybe 2017.
Yeah, he wasn't as big as he was at the time.
And, like, he's blown up completely since then. Like, he's got that Netflix documentary, Astroworld.
That was such a good documentary.
Yeah. That was a stadium tour that sold out. And, I mean, so he's really blown up.
Yeah.
And he's got Stormy, his kid.
Not Kylie.
Not Kylie. But, yeah, I mean, he's pretty much blown up. What about you?
Back for me, it was back in like 2014 or 15. At the time, Ed Sheeran, which I know he's huge now, but back then he was very not as well known. And like the first time I saw him and like got into him was a YouTube video for one of his music videos for a song called Lego House. And the only reason I watched this because they had the guy Ron Weasley from Harry Potter in it. I was like, oh, sick. And then I listened to music. I was like, wow, this guy's actually good. And I saw him in concert. It was generally like a smaller venue here where we nearby where we live. And then, you know, he went, and then a couple years passed, he went and released Divide. And the next time he showed up in concert, it was at Bankers Life, sold out stadium arena. Yeah. And he's huge now. He's been everywhere. He's collaborated with Taylor Swift, Eminem. Yeah. He's in that new, he was in that Beatles movie this year. So it's crazy to see how far he's come, and I'm happy for him.
Yeah, he's really blown up. I guess also when I went and saw Travis, Khalid opened for him.
Oh, that's a good one.
And this was like right after he released American Teen. And so he still wasn't that popular. But look at him now. He's got like 54 million streams a month.
He's dropped a new single, right?
Yeah, he just did.
Is he good? I haven't listened to it yet.
It's good. I like it. Dropped on Friday.
Okay.
But yeah, he's really blown up. It's crazy. So,
moving on.
Yeah, let's move on to topic number four, which is fast food.
All right.
This is the randomest topic ever.
Yeah, no. It's,
what direction?
Cool.
We have so many options here.
We could just start talking about it.
Yep.
All right, I got a good one.
Okay.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh.
Multiple fights, I think a couple deaths.
Yep.
Oh yeah, there have been stabbings.
What do we think?
I had it the other day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot.
You didn't even tell us about it.
You didn't tell us about it.
What the heck?
How could you not tell us about the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Because it wasn't that good, right?
Yeah, for some reason there was there was so much mayo on mine, and I just don't like mayo.
I don't like mayo either.
And so when I bit into it, I was like,
it's like when you bite into the wrong side of like a Taco Bell burrito and it's just all like the sour cream. Yeah. You know how it's like so uneven?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm talking about. Don't give me that look.
Yeah. Okay. The sandwich was good. Was good, but awesome. I really wish I hadn't had all that mayo, but it was good. I don't know if it's worth fighting and killing people over.
Oh, no way.
It's crazy. Can you imagine killing somebody over a sandwich?
No, I mean, it's ridiculous, so people just need to chill out.
Yeah, people are, people are so crazy.
I've also had the sandwich. Yeah, I had it earlier in the year. Not that good. It was the first time I ever had Popeyes, and I had that sandwich. Not that good.
I mean, generally, I think Popeyes is better fried chicken compared to, like, KFC, but...
Never had KFC. I'm very uneducated.
You're
not missing anything.
No.
You don't need to go.
Just the chicken sandwich, I mean, if I had to choose between the two... I choose Chick-fil-A.
Choose Chick-fil-A. But did you hear about that Ugandan thing?
No, I did not hear
In Chick-fil-A?
No, okay.
What was it? Did they pull out or something? No. They remove their stores or?
No. Okay, so my friend Maddie was telling me about this. I might have the details wrong, so don't attack me. But
too late.
From what I remember, Chick-fil-A offered to pay for a representative to go to Uganda to, like, uphold the law about killing gay people. And they were very open, very vocal about it. And, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know how to talk about that.
You know what? Next time the Chick-fil-A sauce, I'll show them.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like in any story like that, there's always, some crazy thing that, like, blows up. But... I mean, Chick-fil-A's been pretty vocal about their stance on...
What's going on with the chicken restaurants?
I know.
And all stuff?
You know what? Let's
crazy.
Back on Mickey D's. Let's go to Mickey
D's.
Oh.
Let's just back them up.
McDonald's never ceases to fail.
The McNuggets. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're good. For fast food.
Yeah.
They're good.
Okay, hang on. Shake Shack and...
Shake Shack.
In-N-Out. Okay, you're from Chicago. Shake Shack. In-N-Out.
Shake Shack.
I've never had In-N-Out, but Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Amazing.
Shake Shack.
Wait, what about Five Guys? What about Five Guys?
Shake Shack.
Really?
Oh, what? You're going to compare Five Guys to Shake Shack?
Okay, no, I'm not saying, but what about their fries?
Nope. You're off the air. Cut him off.
Oh my God. This guy. I hate Five Guys.
Wow.
I hate Five Guys.
Yeah, Connor's from Chicago, so we can tell.
Okay, don't disclose my personal information on the air, please.
I haven't had...
Okay.
Just kidding.
Guys. I haven't had it.
You haven't?
Or if I have had it, it was like 8 years old.
It's... The thing is, there's so many better places to go for a burger.
Yeah.
Shake Shack.
I would rather go to Steak and Shake than Five Guys.
Is there even a Steak and Shake open anymore?
They're closing all of them,
right? Yeah, wait, what's
up
with that?
Yeah, I think
all of them closed? I thought they were just downsizing.
No, I think...
They're gone, though.
I think they're going.
Where are we
going
to go at...
Well, we haven't even gone to Shake Shack this year, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's in Chicago, so that'd be kind of
hard. That's in the Indianapolis airport, too, now.
Yeah, we're getting
one. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, we are.
When?
Yeah. I don't know. Sometime.
This year?
I don't know, but we're not going to be able to go because it's going to be in a terminal.
Aw, let's buy a ticket.
Yes, we're going to buy a plane ticket to who knows where just so we can get Shake Shack.
Correct.
But yeah, this news thing says that 106 Steak and Shakes remain closed due to poor sales. So I guess everybody, we need to go support them.
Yep. We cannot let what happened to Blockbuster happen to Steak and Shake.
You keep saying Shake Shack.
I said Steak and Shake.
I don't think
because I read it off the website.
I'll play it back. I think you said
fight. Oh my gosh.
Okay, cool.
All right. Still on the topic of fast food. What was the last fast food you guys had?
McDonald's.
Last fast food. What?
McDonald's.
You went with him.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I forgot about
that. Awesome.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
What's your guys' go-to McDonald's order?
McNuggets, quarter pounder with cheese, fries.
McNuggets, fries, drink, and it's got to be buffalo sauce with the McNuggets or else I'm not happy.
Really?
Like, the buffalo sauce, love it. If they give me barbecue, I'm an unhappy camper.
You know what my friend does, which I've been meaning to try? He does, shout out Luca. Luca, voice crack, geez. he does honey with his chicken nuggets.
Honey.
It's pretty good.
Okay. I'm not going to shut it down because I haven't tried it.
Yeah. I'm going to try it next time. He's a big advocate for the honey combo.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. I've never heard of that. But
yeah.
Is there any fast food you guys want to try that you haven't had?
Ooh.
Like any restaurants?
Qdoba. I've never had Qdoba.
You're kidding.
It's not that good.
Qdoba. Qdoba.
It's not that good.
There aren't any, home.
There's one here.
It's not good.
It's not that good.
Really? Is Chipotle better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So much better.
100%.
I've heard the opposite.
Then they're lying to you.
No, I don't even know. Qdoba has, good queso.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That queso is way better.
And the Chipotle queso is just awful.
What's one fast food place you guys wouldn't go to?
Burger King.
Yep.
I will stand by that.
Yeah, yep. Burger King.
Burger King is awful.
I feel like Jack in the Box, too. That place scares
me. We got it last year, remember?
It was good, yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
I don't think I've ever even...
The Chipotle burger was good.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even seen a Jack in the Box.
There's one here.
They're pretty rare to come by.
But no, Burger King, over the summer I had it once, and I remembered why we don't get as much in my house anymore, and it's because it was not that good.
I just never wake up and feel the need to go to Burger King, ever.
But at the same time, if someone's ever asking you at 1 in the morning, hey, you want to go to Burger King? I mean, you're not going to say no.
You'll ask them where the Taco Bell is.
Exactly.
Okay. Well... Next. I guess we'll move into our final topic, which are the best and worst video games we've played.
All right, we got to make this one a short one.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Go soon.
Okay.
Best video games you guys have played now.
GTA 5.
You go first.
GTA 5.
It was GTA 5.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
I wasn't allowed to play GTA.
Neither was I, but my parents still bought it for me when I turned 17.
Well,
it's a really fun game. I just love how big the map is.
I also have a little brother, so...
I have a younger sister. I just don't let her watch while I play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also really like Rocket League. Rocket League's getting really fun.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So we recently got Rocket League on... we have a Nintendo Switch in our dorm, and we recently got Rocket League, and that's pretty much all we play on that Switch now.
I'm the best player in the room.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm kind of a pro at it.
Kind of not.
Yeah, but we've been going really, really hard in Rocket League. That's a good game.
Oh,
it's a simple game.
Yeah,
really easy to play.
Cool concept.
Oh, yeah.
Smash Bros. Is also one that's big in
Smash Bros. That's really fun.
Love Smash Bros.
Especially for me, because I had never played it before. Finding my main and then beating some of these guys at it was pretty fun.
Who's your main?
Cloud.
Cloud?
Cloud.
Rob is better.
That's a lie.
I do Lucas. I like to switch off, though. I got a couple.
He likes to beat us with every character.
Yeah. But the funny part is, when we play in teams, Keith and I will beat Connor and one of our other roommates, and then one of us starts trash-talking. And
which is usually Toffic. He will always trash-talk, and then we'll lose like three five straight. Games.
Yeah. It's awful.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what?
I'll still do it. Yeah. I really like the Switch.
Oh, it's growing on
me. I didn't think I'd like it, but
really?
I thought the controllers would be way too small.
You get used to it, though.
But yeah, you get really
grown
used
on
to
me.
It.
Yeah. I used to make fun of people's Switches.
Really? Yeah. Why?
It just seemed like a dumb concept. And then I moved in and I saw you had one. I was
it's
like,
really cool.
All right. I'll give it a chance. I trusted your opinions.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. All right. So I got a little topic right here.
Ooh. Cool. Cool.
Have you guys ever played Super Mario Strikers?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
My older brother loved that game with his friends in their dorm.
We should bring a Wii just for that game.
Can't you play it on the GameCube though? I'd rather have a GameCube.
Yeah, you can. The Wii version's better. Anyways,
that's a false.
It's a soccer oriented Mario game.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's crazy.
Like, okay.
Me and my friends will still play it over the summer.
Oh, it's awesome.
It's nuts. Wait, sorry. I ain't done yet.
You gotta do it.
No, you go ahead.
Shut up. Not this again. there's rumors that they're remaking it for the Switch.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Then someone may actually die in our room because someone would just get really frustrated.
Oh yeah.
Timmy.
Yep. One of my endearing memories from the Super Mario Strikers is Luigi's celebration. He sticks his arm out, runs around like an airplane, and yells Luigi.
Basically, the way the game... Sorry, go ahead, Topic.
Yeah, like, in Rec League Soccer, I stole that celebration from him.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Thank you.
But the way the game works is there's... You basically, how quick you pass the ball, you build it up, like, the charge, and then you can do, like, trick shots, and like, it goes into, like, slow motion, and there's no fouls, so you can be, like,
even
ruthless.
Better. Yes.
There's items. It's just, it's crazy.
No red cards.
We should bring it to the room.
That'd be really fun. It'd be really fun. Yeah.
I think my Wii's just at my house. I could grab it next time.
Yeah.
Yes.
You said it was called Super Mario Strikers?
Yeah.
Charge.
I swear
that was
the
Wii one. Charge.
Guys, I swear we do study during non-podcast hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we study sometimes. But our motto is we always have to end on a win. So when we're playing Rocket League, we can't end on an L. Gotta win.
Which sometimes keeps us up, but depending on who's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, depending on who's
playing. Yeah. What are you guys looking at me for? No, I'm the best, guys.
But yeah, we didn't really talk about our worst video games. But again, like, I never really play video games.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of options to pick from.
If there was one that you just hated, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Connor, you want to start?
NBA Live.
Oh, I heard they're coming out with a new one.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. Oof. Rip.
You gotta
again.
Do them like that.
Yeah, this is the fourth time they've died.
I feel like sports games. I like FIFA, but sports games get kind of repetitive.
NHL.
Sometimes I feel like I'm buying this. Like, you buy too many sports games, it's like you're buying the same game.
Yeah. You don't necessarily need to buy it every year.
No, that's
like,
the thing.
You shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, I haven't bought an NBA 2K since 2K14 or 15.
Yeah.
And
who cares?
But that's also because I'm too invested in my player, so.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, well, that's all we got for you.
Well,
sorry, that last topic was a little rushed, guys. I got to head out soon.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this extra long episode.
Thank you to all you guys. Shout out to Nathan and Ari Armbruster. You guys.
Keith, do you have some shout outs you'd like to hand out?
Shout out to my dad. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And mom.
And mom.
Yeah.
Connor.
You got any shout outs?
Shout out Giuseppe for that last topic.
Video games. Thank you, man.
Shout out you, Juice.
Awesome.
All right.
But yeah. All right. This has been really fun. Hope you guys enjoyed the extra long episode. We got to talk about five really cool topics. And remember, we will see you again next week. We promise. We'll be back.
Next week's Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah. We'll be back. We will. We promise. All right.
All right.
See you guys.
Thanks for
listening. Bye.